Test 64, Section 3, Question 18. And here we are looking for which of the judgments or arguments the principal is going to support. And so what they're going to do is give us an if-then in the passage, and then we have to see which judgment meets those if-then scenarios. So the lawyer says, one's justified in accessing information in computer files without securing authorization from the owner only if the computer is typically used in the operation of a business. So basically the only time when you can access those is if it's a business one. Then it says, if, in addition, there exists reasonable grounds for believing that such a computer contains data usable as evidence in a legal proceeding against the computer's owner, then accessing the data in those computer files without the owner's authorization is justified. Okay, so the thing here is that they set this initial condition where, regardless of what else happens, it's got to be used in the operation of business. And then, once you have that, if there are grounds that it could have evidence, then you can access it without authorization. But still, that would only apply to computers that are used in the operation of business, according to this principle. So that's really important to get. So one is an only if, and then the other is an if. So it's saying the only conditions under which any of this could occur is if it's used in the operation of business. And then second part says, if it you think it has evidence, there's reasonable grounds, then you can access it without authorization from the owner. So now we have our answers. A. Ray gave his friend Sunak a key to the store where he worked. Nestor used the store owner's computer to look up their friend's Jim's phone number, which Ray kept on the computer because Sunak had permission. Her action was justified. This one doesn't actually meet the principle because we don't have anything that's going to say whether it's justified when you do have permission, which may seem a little weird, but the passage only talks about what happens when you don't have permission. Police department investigators access the electronic accounting files of the central computer owned by a consulting firm. So that right away, central computer owned by a consulting firm, that would be used in the operation of business. So we've met the first kind of hurdle. And then it says that was on trial for fraudulent business practices without seeking permission of the owners. Contrary to the investigators' reasonable beliefs, however, the files ultimately provided no evidence of wrongdoing. Nevertheless, the action was justified. Well, here, even though it did turn out that there wasn't any evidence that was usable, it was still justified because the rule simply says if there's reasonable grounds for believing that it contains usable evidence. And the passage says, or the answer choice B says, contrary to the investigator's reasonable beliefs, it provided no evidence. So they did have reasonable beliefs, and therefore B meets our conditions. Now, given the length of all of these answers, I would absolutely take B and run with it, just because it's going to save a lot of time. But let's look at the others, and we'll talk about why they don't meet. So a police officer accessed without Natalie's permission files on the computer that Natalie owned and used exclusively in the operation of her business. Okay, so it does meet the first hurdle. Since the police officer's search of the files provided no evidence usable in a legal proceeding, the action was not justified. Well, here we actually don't have proof that the action wouldn't be justified if it doesn't. And so that one doesn't actually meet the condition. And again, it doesn't come down to whether or not it does provide evidence, it's whether or not there would be reasonable grounds. So C doesn't really match up because we actually, the only way to say it's not justified is to say it wasn't used in business. Customs official examined all the files stored on a laptop computer confiscated from an importer who they suspected of smuggling. Because there were reasonable grounds for believing the computer had typically been used in the operation of the legitimate business, the action was justified. Well, the used in business won't tell you it is justified. It's just saying if it is justified, it has to be used for business. So D, again, is kind of going backwards on our arrow. And then E, against the company's owner's wishes, a police officer accessed some of the file on one of the company's computers. Although the computer was typically used in the operation of the company's business, Okay. The particular files accessed by the officer were personal letters written by one of the company's employees. Thus, the police officer's unauthorized use of the computer is not justified. Here again, the problem is the issue of whether or not we reasonably believe that it's going to contain usable evidence. It is simply saying if we have reasonable belief, then it's justified. That doesn't mean if we don't have reasonable belief, it's not. And so that again would be backwards on the arrow. And so therefore, answer choice B is definitely our correct one here.